He jumped me.
Lamar Fisher.
Lamar Fisher. Raise your allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Vice Mayor Boivinen.
Here.
Vice Mayor Brooke.
Here.
Ms. Case.
Here.
Commissioner Castillo.
Here.
Vice Mayor Castro.
Here.
Mr. Gerald E. Cooper. Mr. Scott J. Cooper.
Here.
School Board Member Dinnan.
Here.
Commissioner DuBois.
Here.
Mayor Fisher. Mr. Hobby.
Here.
Vice Mayor Julian. Okay.
I think Fisher's on the phone.
Okay. Commissioner Malozzi.
Here.
Mr. Reinstein.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Mr. Schraker.
Here.
Mayor Udine.
Here.
Ms. Willett.
Here.
And Chair Williams.
Here.
Is there anyone I've missed? Vice Mayor Julian? Okay. Thank you.
I don't think you chat like yourself.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed. You applicants have Mr. Cooper and I don't think anyone else.
Mayor Fisher calling in. There's no one else.
Yes.
One with us.
Okay. The council report?
Nothing, Jeff.
Name the regular report?
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of one things. One is, sorry to report this, but usually we put out any goals and cookies before the meeting, and we do that for our petty cash fund. And with the budget being the way it is, I can't promise that we'll be able to do that every month from now on. If I just try to get it from our meeting, so we need to, maybe we'll be there longer. So I just wanted to mention that. We'll try to do that. I think that's the first dollar of the meeting anyway.
Put an anonymous jar in there. We'll throw a few coins in every meeting and then we're good.
Okay. So the second thing is just in case Amendment 4 passes next Tuesday, we'll be prepared at the next meeting, December 9th, if the council wants to pursue anything or if they might be required to do something by the time you can just want to mention that. And the last thing in your backup is the preliminary. The last thing that's in your backup is a preliminary draft of the Planning Council's component of the state mandated evaluation of phase reports. Basically, what have you been doing the last 6 or 7 years, and what do you think you're successful in, what do you think your mandate should be. And the draft at this time, I just wanted to share with you that we're not asking for action. If you want a little bit more of an overview, Barbara is prepared to give you a little bit more of an overview. Otherwise, this will be something you'll see on the agenda again, future meetings, along with the rest of the EAR that the council has.
So if all the attachment 3, with amendment 4 has been put in place in 2003, would all those have
Chair, the budget instrument has been laid, and the recommendation has been changed to eliminate the condition, so it would be approval without condition. If the board would like to do that recommendation, you would do so if you find that no one from the public wishes to participate, and there is no intention to have a large debate on that.
Mr. Chair, I'll move it.
I'll second.
All right, we'll talk about it in a second. Any discussion?
Can you reiterate the conditions that are being waived?
Yeah, you sent an email out yesterday, I think, explaining what happened.
The condition was that we were waiting for state approval of the county version of the amendment, and the developer has been state approved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Go forward.
Motion to adjourn?
Put this to the chair.
The board is driving.
You're doing a hell of a job.
Debbie.
What about you?
Debbie.
Oh, what about my case?
We're not going.
Thank you.